Action SA leader Herman Mashaba on Wednesday announced the top 10 politicians his party would prosecute if it was elected into government after the May 29th general elections. Mashaba announced this in Saxonville, Johannesburg, outside the former Gupta residency. He said 2 years after the Zondo Commission submitted the final state capture report, nothing has been done to bring those implicated to book.
President Cyril Ramaphosa's Palapala dollar cover-up has to really be investigated. The VBS scandals where billions were stolen from our grandmothers and grandfathers. Deputy President Paul Mashatile's extensive network of benefactors who sponsor his luxurious lifestyle. And the corrupt relationship between the state and consulting firms that have seen billions being siphoned off from state projects like Kusile and Medupi, to name just a few.
Mashaba said an Action SA government would not interfere with the National Prosecuting Authority.
Currently, the NPA is too heavily dependent on the Department of Justice for its funding, while the National Director of Public Prosecution is appointed by the President. Action SA will ensure that the NPA's independence is independence by significantly expanding its funding and allocating its budget directly from the Division of Revenue Act instead of the Department of Justice. We'll make sure that the NPA is free from political influence.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala.